Chapter 4. Apple. In 1975, Wozniak visited the Homebrew Computer Club. There, people talked about their ideas and their inventions. Woz did not say very much at the club, but he learned a lot about very small computers. He started working on some ideas. He wanted to build a smaller computer with everything inside it. At that time, computers were very big and they needed lots of different parts. Woz told Steve about the ideas and inventions at the Homebrew Club. Steve watched Woz use a keyboard. He saw words on the screen for the first time. "This is brilliant," Steve thought. He started going to the Homebrew Computer Club too, and he showed everyone Wozniak's work. Steve was good at talking, and people always listened to him. Together, Woz and Steve were a great pair. Steve and Woz built a computer together, and in 1976, they were ready to show it to the Homebrew Club. Woz loved the computer a lot, and he wanted other computer people to use it and play with it. He did not want any money for the computer. He wanted to give it to people. But Steve had different ideas, and the two friends argued. Steve wanted to sell the computer and make money for more inventions. And he did not want the computer to be only for computer people. He wanted everyone to use it. "We must start a business," he said. After some time, Woz said, "Yes." Sometimes it was difficult to say no to Steve. Woz learned about using a keyboard. Now, Steve and Woz needed a name for their business. They chose Apple because of Steve's time at All Farm One. It was a strange name for a computer business. The word Apple is friendly, thought Steve. Also, Apple will be in front of Atari in the phone book. At the time, a lot of people were frightened of computers. Having one at home was a very new idea. Steve wanted to change all this. Steve and Wozniak also needed money for their new company. They sold some of their things, but they needed more money. They asked Steve's friend, Ron Wayne, to become part of the company, and he said yes. He gave them some money, and on the 1st of April 1976, they started the Apple Computer Company. Steve and Wozniak each had 45% of the company, and Ron had 10%. But after a very short time, Ron sold his part of the company back to Steve and Wozniak. Steve and Woz started building computers in Steve's parents' house and garage. Some of their friends helped them. Steve looked hard at every computer for problems. Each computer had to work well and look right. It had to be perfect, or Steve got angry. After a short time, a shop started selling their computers. This was the start of Apple. Steve and Woz's invention became the first Apple computer. Every computer had to be perfect. The Apple I was exciting, but its design was not great. Steve wanted the computer to look beautiful, and for this, he needed more money. This time, businessman Mike Markula bought a part of Apple, and the company became Apple Computer, Inc. Steve worked hard. He wanted more people to know about Apple and their computers. At the same time, Woz worked hard on ideas for another, better computer. In 1977, Steve and Wozniak launched the Apple II, the world's first color computer. Having color for the first time was very special. In the same year, Rob Janoff designed the Apple logo. It is one of the most famous logos in the world. Every Apple product today has this logo on it. The company sold nearly 6 million Apple IIs in 16 years. Home computers started to become a normal part of people's lives. In 1978, Apple left the family garage and began working in an office in Cupertino. The company is in Cupertino today. The Apple logo. The Apple II looked great.